Well, Scott, your first fifer in 3 years and a 50 on the same day. Plenty of reason for celebration, but Durham have got an awful lot of work to do to save this game, haven't they?
Yeah, we have. Obviously, need a big partnership in the morning to fight back and to avoid the follow-on. But hopefully me and Colin do that. But firstly, yeah, it was nice to get a fifer. Like you say, first time in 3 seasons, and probably wasn't my best fifer. Went around the park a bit and got a few bit of luck with caught in the deep and whatever. But no, like you say, it's nice to get a fifer and it's nice to get a start with a bat as well.
Been a long morning, and Ricky Vessels and Brett Hutton put on 197. Vessels has got 3 centuries against Durham now as well. And you're a bowler down, aren't you? Bryden Carson's hurt his foot, he can't bowl, so everybody's trying to share around the workload, and I think it was starting to tell by this morning.
Yeah, it wasn't an ideal morning. I think obviously the plans were to try and get one of those sort of batsmen and then kick on and get the tail enders, but like I say, it wasn't ideal. But fair play to those guys, they play well. Like you say, Wessels has got a knack of scoring runs against us, you know, like even in all forms, one day and T20 just got runs against us. So like I say, they play very well, but I think you say Carsey with a sore foot, it's gonna be tough to get another 10 wickets second innings if need be. But like I say, me and Ryan and Colley and Keats are gonna have to sort of try our best to get a few overs in and hopefully chip in wickets.
They got a massive score, 500 plus, which is always an issue when you talk about scoreboard pressure. You're coming out knowing they've already got those runs in the bank. Yeah. But decent start from Durham, 72 for none. Suddenly, both openers play the same shot and get out of Jacksonburg. Before you know it, there's 4 down and you're coming in to try and rescue the situation with Paul Collingwood.
Yeah, it was a strange one. You know, I think Keats and Rocky have played fantastic well all summer so far. You know, the stand they've done over the year, over the sort of summer has been very good. You know, they've had, I think, 7 or 8 50s partnerships, which is, it's ideal for the batters coming in, but bit of a blip I think after tea and Bird fair played and ball pretty well, but nice partnership for me and Colley, and like I say, hopefully we can kick on and get a big partnership in the morning.
Now, 2 issues in our commentary during that period. Jack Burnham got a first bowler. I thought I heard something through our microphone that maybe he hit it, but apparently that doesn't appear to be the situation.
I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't seen it yet on the replay and I haven't actually spotted him yet, but I think from my angle it pretty much looked pretty good, but like I say, I haven't seen on the replay or spoke to Jack about it yet.
You were on 25 when there was a big appeal for caught behind off, I think, Harry Gurney's bowling. The Notts players were already celebrating. The umpire, Steve Garrett, didn't give it. What was your take on that one?
I think it was just the feelers behind the wicket. I don't think Harry Gurney really was going to appeal until they did. I think I missed it. I didn't feel a thing on the bat. It was actually a good ball. It swung a bit, but I think I just missed it, and I heard a noise or sort of after it went past the bat, and it wasn't like a nicky noise, it was a different type of noise, but like I think I just missed it. Like I said, I didn't feel a thing.
But normally you'd feel it through your fingers, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. I think if you do nicky, you tend to feel it, but I didn't feel it vibrating through the bat, and luckily neither did the umpire, didn't hear it as well, so I'm still there.
And you've got a half century. It's the 51st time you've got to 50 in your first class career.
I didn't know that. 51, is it? Yeah. Hopefully, if I had this chat over the last sort of 18 months or so, hopefully I can kick on and get a big one in the morning.